We're going to pause briefly for station identification. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.
This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
This is Rob Casting Radio. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Hartsdale, New York. I'm Rob Adams, and it's high drama today for Boomslang basketball as they are in a win and in situation as they get ready to take on.
I found this on the web.
As they get ready to take on the Gray Wolves. And so we welcome you inside the small gym at the LaFell School. The teams have headed over to their two benches. It is a late start. It was supposed to be a 1:15 start, but as we've highlighted in this AAU world, it is a basketball factory here at LaFell every weekend, and we have just watched one game after another get played. So the game before this one featured the Gray Wolves, in fact, against the Greenwich Stars. And from what I heard, the Stars came out of that game with a 15-10 victory. So I've spied Isla taking the floor with Julia, Katie, Nellie, and there's Violet. And I know some of the folks were laughing in the lobby before the game. I was standing nearby, and they were laughing at how I was describing Violet as being an MVP last week. And she really was. She was a defensive genius, actually. I was talking with Coach Ron about it after last week's two games, in which Boomslang took a pair against the Wolves and the Greenwich Stars, and we are underway. And here's Isla from the floor, right down low. She turns around from the lane, and it's picked off by the Wolves. The Wolves in the black with the white. As it comes down to the other end, right on the cylinder, and falls in. That's one number I didn't get on the roster, but that was number 14 for the Wolves to make it 2-0. Boomslang will try to tie it up as they bring it into the lane. Violet there. It's taken away and brought back in transition. Sprinting up floor, off glass, no good. The Wolves getting the board, but climbing on top. Julia was there in the middle of that, and they'll call the jump ball. Boomslang today wearing the white jerseys and shorts with the blue numbers. The Boomslang and the snake on the front, which my son is here today, and that delights him, you have no idea how much. Because he knows it tortures me. Here comes Boomslang from right to left. It's Katie sending down low, gets it down to Julia, underneath, and it's turned away. Nice defense by the Wolves. 2-0 the score with just about a minute gone here in the first half. A turnover on an errant pass in the front court by the Wolves, and it was Isla to pick it up. The snakes into the front court, middle of the lane, thrown up and no good. That rode the cylinder from Julia. Coming back, here come the Wolves. That gray wolf on a basketball, a white basketball, and then the shadow of the wolf with a number in the logo as a thrown along the baseline and knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Boomslang. Looked like it was Nellie who got a hand on it. 2-0 the score. And the inbound on the way for the Wolves, taken right underneath the basket, backed out, turned around, left blocks, another jump ball coming, there it is. This one will favor Boomslang. And with the purple headband on, it is Violet to inbound. A couple of headband wearers here today. I believe Isla's wearing one, Katie, and I think we get a foul. A loose ball foul from the looks of it, a non-shooting foul. Although they didn't indicate it on the scoreboard. So either way, it'll be Gray Wolves basketball. So nothing to mark down on the scorecard as this is coming right down into the corner and right to us. Some of my fellow broadcasters saw my perspective from last week's game, and they said, aren't you concerned about the equipment getting hit? A little bit, but you know what? You get the quick hands, you learn to close the computer. This is thrown across by Boomslang near the left blocks. It's Julia on the floor from her knees, gives it back to Isla. Isla with the right hand on the dribble, turns and sends, and that's picked off by the Wolves. And then stolen back by you-know-who. There's Violet. She comes away with it. Good dribble, sends ahead. Here's Julia down low, gets to the blocks. They scrum for it, left blocks. Back out it comes to the elbow. Katie there, thrown up by Nelly, deflected and out of bounds. So both the broadcaster and the cameraman have each gotten a loose ball. As that went right to the gentleman with the camera shooting the pictures. Violet for the inbound in a 2-0 game. Near the left side, Julia sends to Isla, a little too strong. Rattled around underneath in the jump ball. The nomenclature has actually changed. We call it a jump ball. In reality, it's a held ball. Jump ball used to mean you'd literally jump the ball between two players after that play was over. But it's really a held ball, and this is picked off. Taken by Katie. Katie lost the handle, middle of the lane, gives it back out, trying a long two from the right elbow was Violet, and it goes out of bounds, and in fact rolls all the way out through the door to the lobby. So still 2-0, 10:50 remaining in the first half, and the clock running. Violet again to inbound for Boomslang as they look to tie it up. In this win-in-their-in scenario, they go to the playoffs with a victory. Well off glass, ball for try from Isla and out of bounds. Once again, with Boomslang, Violet for the inbound pass. Sends it to Katie. Katie goes out to the right wing. Works up top. Gets in the lane. Sends down low. Two Boomslangers are there. Julia tries it. Hits underneath the rim. And a timeout has been spent. Good defensive effort by Gray Wolves. And Boomslang and Coach Ron will talk it all over as well. 2-0. Gray Wolves on top. 10:21 to go in the first half here in Hartsdale. Hope everybody's having a good weekend. No football to talk about today. We'll do that next week. Super Bowl 57 next Sunday afternoon. As the Chiefs and the Eagles look to resolve things once and for all in the National Football League. But otherwise, kind of a college basketball and Pro Bowl type of day. You can talk about the Pro Bowl if you want. They're playing flag football. Out in Las Vegas. And then all of a sudden, we'll start looking towards spring with the end of the Super Bowl. I realize we still have the whole month of February to consider, but baseball players and equipment, in fact, is on its way to Florida. I saw the Yankees loaded up the buses this week, or the trucks, rather, and they're sending the equipment down to Tampa. There's another New York team. They've sent their equipment down as well. Boomslang continues their conversation. Now they wrap it up. Looks like the same five back out on the floor. Violet, Nelly, Isla, Katie, and Julia. Two officials on the floor as well. We thank them for their hard work. And I will never lie, I've been critical of officials as well. When they blow a call, they blow a call. But they do a heck of a job, these guys, and often for an incredible amount of grief. All right, it'll be Grey Wolf basketball on the inbound. They will bring it up from left to right, having to go full court. Across the timeline, driving right, and a hop, and they're going to call a foul from the looks of it on the floor. It's on Violet. That's her first. Could be her second, because the scoreboard didn't change, so might be her second. Two-shot foul, and the first one, no good. Was a line drive that went to the back, to the bracket of the cylinder. Second one. And that's no good as well. Two good tries. And a travel. Turns it over away from Boomslang. So it's still 2-0. There's 9:53 remaining in the first half. Ball has been inbounded, and the Grey Wolves player just standing in the backcourt, and she was unable to get it across. And that's, you know, the lesson to learn. You only have the 5 seconds to get it across. Or 10 seconds in that case, but still, it's a lesson. Here's Violet driving down Nelly from the baseline. Julia tries to put it back for Boomslang. Underneath, and that is on the end line, so turned over and given right back to Boomslang. They trail 2-0. 7:25 remaining in the first half. In it comes Isla, throws it way up. Isla has a powerful shot, but a little too high. Julia had it, went to put it back, and the jump ball whistled. It'll be Gray Wolves basketball. They'll bring it up. Coming down to 9 minutes remaining in the first half. Across the timeline and driving left. A lot of steps there, turning back to the elbow, putting it on the floor. The officials overlook some of the steps. It's when the traveling becomes blatant, that's when they call it. And an errant pass turns it back to Katie. Katie running down low for the tie, and it bounces away from her. So the Wolves bring it up, bring it across, drive right, send down low. And they blew the play dead. So it'll be Gray Wolves basketball. Comes in, it's stolen by Violet. Violet looking to run, now she'll slow up and reset. That's a good lesson to learn for a young player, that when you've got all that havoc there in the backcourt, as I believe Isla stepped on the line, and that's turnover. But that good job of just backing out of the traffic and then settling on the dribble to bring it into the front court as two changes come on for Boomslang. Molly has checked in, and so has Emily. See if we spy anybody else, but I believe that's it. Gray Wolves, to my knowledge, only rolling with five. So, not a lot of depth to be found on the bench today, or should I say there is no bench for Gray Wolves. But coach working his head off and having fun. As this is thrown ahead, handled by the Wolves, they have a 2-0 lead, 8:25 remaining, first half. On the right wing, putting it on the floor, shot is up, that won't fall, went off the bracket, and turned back by Katie. Katie brings it up, the long pass down low to Violet. Violet puts it up underneath the rim and stolen away by Boomslang, by Gray Wolves off the rebound. Through a double team, ahead it comes, into the lane, a collision and a travel turns it over, and that's the defense of Violet once again. She brought on contact but didn't foul. So it'll be Boomslang ball. First, we have an untied shoe. That's been handled. And I believe it will be inbounded momentarily by Katie in a 2-0 game, 7:37 remaining in the first half. And she heard me say her name, so she's smiling. In it goes to Violet. She'll walk it up. That's so fun. In a quiet gym like this, she heard me say her name, immediately turned and smiled. As Molly couldn't handle the pass over on the sideline, it bounces out of bounds. Hey, that's what it's all about. Give the kids the attention and hope they're having the fun. So after the early bucket for the Wolves, things have slowed down precipitously here. Out to the right side it goes, working toward the corner. Katie defending. Down low, here comes Violet trying to steal it away. She gets a hand on it, and now the jump ball is whistled. It'll be Boomslang basketball. Katie will check out. And that is Samantha, who has checked in for the Snakes. And again, I don't think they formally call themselves the Snakes. I just have fun with the term. As it goes to the sideline and picked off by the Wolves. Gray Wolves bring it across. They have a 2-0 lead with 6.5 remaining in the first half. Out to the left side, to the sideline, in the front court. Working all the way back out, middle of the lane now, out to the right. Stepping down into the blocks, up and a foul. It'll be on Samantha. It's a two-shot foul. Boomslang at 4-4 on the season on a three-game winning streak. And the first free throw is a beauty. That is good. 3-0. Second free throw on the way for a 4-point lead, and it won't fall. So, number 8 of the Gray Wolves with a 1-out-of-2 trip. And Boomslang still scoreless at the moment as this is picked off in the lane. So Gray Wolves trying to bring it ahead and get a 5-0 lead going. This down low, and they get their own loose ball. Turned right back, out to the left blocks. Up and no good, and air ball that bounces out of bounds. Yeah, Boomslang has been playing well. The games we saw last weekend were quite good. As it's turned away in the backcourt, here comes Violet. Violet across, lobs ahead. Here's Nelly. Nelly for the first points of the afternoon, and it's good. And Nelly cuts it to 3-2. 5:20 remaining in the first half. We're with you on the boom mic from Hartsdale, and this is stolen away on quick hands by Emily. Down to Violet. She turns, gives it back. Shot up, and no good. Oh, that sat on the rim. It looked pretty off the glass. So it's Gray Wolves to bring it back in a 3-2 contest. With the defense there, stolen by Emily. So Emily playing great minutes early on here. Lobbed ahead and turned away. Here come the Wolves. Up 3-2 and losing the handle on it and stepping on the baseline. It goes out of bounds. Good work by Emily. It'll be Gray Wolf basketball. Lobbed in. Two Boomslang players right there. And they're going to give the ball back to Boomslang. 4:34 remaining in the first half. 3-2. Gray Wolves up one. Friends, don't forget spring registration is open now with only a few spots remaining and players signing up from all over Fairfield and Westchester counties. And spring is going to be the biggest Boomslang season yet. As the ball out of bounds, we get a break in the action with 4:26 remaining in the first half. It'll be Gray Wolves basketball. They're moving from right to left in the black with the white. They're in the front court now. Bounced around. Violet there again defensively. Now climbing into Samantha. Nearly stolen, but the Wolves able to hang on. Here's Violet in the middle of it. And they'll keep the ball in favor on the held ball. They'll keep it in favor, in fact, of Boomslang. Oh, that's what I thought. Okay, it's going back to Gray Wolves. So, Wolves basketball. On the inbound, sits in the front court, and taken away by the Wolves. They come through, breaking through, put up underneath. That bounces down to the baseline, stays with the Wolves, lob back, right blocks, up, no good. That was a little low and hit off the front iron. So it's Violet for the rebound. Sent ahead, down near the blocks, and that's stolen. So the Wolves will bring it back. Looking in transition, that pass a little off the mark, and the player wasn't ready for it, so it kind of clanked her. As Nelly sends, and a turnover. Brought back by the Wolves, dribbling high. Violet in there, and knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with the Wolves. I'm going to wind up leading the Violet fan club if this keeps up. Inbound for the Wolves. There it is, right blocks, turning and thinking about firing. Now a shot coming, hit off the side, put up again, second try, third try underneath, sitting on the floor, and the Wolves able to settle it down with Violet. She takes a moment, brings it across the timeline, gives to Olivia, who checked in. Didn't see her come in. Here's Nelly, goes off glass, no good. Back with the Gray Wolves, 3:07 remaining in the first half. Bounce pass goes just inside the arc. A lot of steps there, and that's the travel. That'll be called. Gray Wolves coach wanted a foul called as well, but that's what a coach is going to do. So it was Samantha, another one of the players wearing the headband today. Julian, I think Molly also do. And this is at the other end and good. And the Gray Wolves fall behind. It's Boomslang 4 and the Wolves 3. This is turned around and it is Olivia coming away with it. I believe it was Violet who hit the shot, but she turned and also hugged Olivia on the floor, so it could have been one or the other. Here's Olivia driving to her left, sends inside, spinning and firing is Annika, who's checked in as well. Back to Annika, it goes off the offensive rebound, trying to feed it inside to Olivia, but the Wolves are able to intercept, then swatted away on the good defense by Olivia. 4-3 Boomslang, 2:05 remaining in the first half, and nifty moves on the dribble as this is thrown to the sideline, but able to save it was Samantha, and then stolen. And then there's Violet to take it back. So from right to left, here comes Boomslang in the white with the blue. Spinning and stepping inside, Violet had the shot rejected, goes down low, and the Wolves able to get that. 100 seconds remaining in a rather spirited finish to the first half. Down to the right, here come the Wolves. Bouncing toward the corner, but staying inside, off the fingertips and out of bounds. It'll be Boomslang basketball. So the guard, Samantha, inbounds. Violet will bring it up. Steps into the front court, lobs it ahead. There's Nelly. Nelly getting down low. Feeds back out up top. Violet awaits. Turning toward the sideline, she's being heavily guarded. Lobbed down toward the baseline and out of bounds. And wholesale substitutions for Boomslang. And I believe the first time Sabella has checked in today. I think we've just about seen everyone. Boomslang with a much deeper roster. A good bench today. As knocked around and Isla steals the pass off the near sideline. Sent ahead, able to grab it as Violet fires that too high off glass and then came back down to the front iron and a whistle. 49.5 remaining in the first half. In the front court, through the double team. And they'll get Violet for a foul. It's the look on the faces that's always the best. Violet with a smile on her face as if to say, I didn't do anything. Gray Wolf basketball off the foul. The non-shooting foul. Off the loose ball. Sent ahead and stolen. Stolen by Julia. She brings it back. Here's Katie. And knocked away. And that is going to put Katie at the line. I didn't catch who the foul was on, but I'm not sure that's a big deal. So Katie with a chance to tie it up. And the first one, no good. That was just a little offline to the right. Second one coming for, excuse me, what would be a 5-3 lead. I said for the tie, but be a 5-3 lead. This one she gets. So Boomslang does have a 5-3 lead. 18 remaining in the first half. And so it is brought up. A whistle in the front court. There's a foul called on Julia. It's a loose ball foul. 9.9 remaining in the first half. On the inbound, almost stolen by Violet. For the Wolves, they don't have a lot of time. And a collision and a foul. It's on Violet. But a non-shooting foul, 1.8 remaining in the first half of a 5-3 game. Sent in with one. No one has touched it. Clock starts with time expiring. And so the teams head off to the sideline with the score. Boomslang 5 and the Grey Wolves 3. I will say, it is easy to score these games, thankfully. Unofficially, Violet has 2, Nellie has 2, and Katie has 1. Nice and easy. Only Boomslang roster member missing today is Zoe, so we send our hello to her. And as my notes say, other players will be called upon to fill roles they don't usually have to, and they're doing pretty well. The defense still solid, with Boomslang up now 5-3 after trailing 3-0 for a large chunk of the game. And remember, in early March, there will be playoff action if Boomslang can finish. Nelly had 8 points in the last game, which matched the entire total of Boomslang's opponent with their most exciting win of the winter season. That was the game against the Greenwich Stars. That was a nip-and-tuck game. That was fun. A little bit of a nail-biter. Now, of course, halftime not very long, so players are just talking things over with Coach Ron. Well, for the Grey Wolves, this is their second game in, you know, maybe 2 hours, so they're right over there kind of catching their breath. Boomslang, of course, won that game last Sunday. That was 11-6, and Nelly indeed had 8 points in the victory. So the scoreboard has run out of time in the second half. We're getting ready to go. Hope you're enjoying it. We're on the boom mic here on Robcasting Radio. And three boys ran out to the floor, all young. They had a ball with them, so they just started playing a quickie shoot-around pickup. And the official said, you guys got one shot. One shot. You're going to win the game. Well, young man left the shot a little low, but the official had a good smile and gave me a good laugh. Boomslang basketball to start here in the second half. Here's Isla. Isla throws it up. Clanks off the side of the backboard. A second try is up there. Julia with a third. No good. Sprinting toward the corner, it goes out of bounds. It'll stay with Boomslang. Violet to inbound. I believe it's the original five into this game. Here's Isla, puts it up, that's no good. Sprinting and scrumming for it, it's a jump ball. So it'll be Grey Wolves basketball. They trail 5-3 with 13 and a half to go. The Wolves now from right to left. And Boomslang will be shooting to the basket literally right out in front of us. Into the front court, breaking through the press, turning and throwing it up, no good. Trying for a second shot off the offensive rebound. It's the Wolves in the middle of the lane, too high off glass. Can they get a third? No. Violet comes away with it along the near side. Sprints into the front court. Stops, picks up her dribble, turns around, leaves it for Isla. Isla tries to break through the double team, sends it ahead to Violet. Violet inside, back out, playing a little inside-outside, pass tipped, and stolen away. And then Violet comes right back and gets it. All alone she comes down. Now she stops with a defender. And we get a foul. And the foul on number 8. A non-shooting foul. Violet for the inbound. Into Isla. Isla turns out on the left side. Isla leaves it on the left side for Violet. Violet sent all the way through. Katie in the lane. That's no good. And it bounces out of bounds. Last touched by Boomsland. So the Wolves will bring it in. Two quick passes to get it up right to the timeline, but Violet swats it away. Katie brings it to the right blocks. Here's Isla. Isla turns and sends, but that lands in the hands of a waiting Grey Wolves player. They send it ahead, and the chance to tie bounces out of bounds off an errant shot right underneath. Remember, if sports was easy, we could all do it. We can all try. Doesn't mean we're all good at it. And the Grey Wolves want a timeout. So a break in the action. Still 5-3. Boomslang up 2 with 12:15 remaining in this one. We will go from youth basketball today to middle school basketball tomorrow in Trumbull, Connecticut. We were asked to be a part of a championship game in the middle school league there. So Trumbull and Monroe, we'll be in Monroe tomorrow afternoon, 3:30. As another week of hopefully plenty of action here on Robcasting kicks off. Brunswick basketball on Wednesday. And then Brunswick hockey next Saturday. So we'll be busy. And getting closer to conference championship time over in Fairfield County. On the inbound, comes right in underneath, thrown up by the Wolves, no good. They look to get it back. Scrum on the floor. Second try, no. Now the jump ball. And it will be Boomslang basketball. Violet will bring it in. Violet will bring it up. Switching hands on the dribble. She loses it, then gets it ahead to Isla. Isla drives into the front court, turns, leaves it behind. Out near the timeline at center court, turning around, is Violet. Now Katie, running to her left, goes to the elbow, to the right elbow, Nelly, switches down low. And a double dribble. So it'll be Grey Wolves basketball. 11:44 remaining, second half. 5-3. Ahead it comes. And from the middle of the lane, that up and no good by the Wolves. The second try is partially deflected, and Boomsland comes away with it. Isla dribbling in the backcourt, gets it ahead. Katie will bring it along the near side. On the right wing, she turns, wearing the Nikes, gives it back out. On the elbow, there's Isla. Back to Katie it goes at the free throw line, and that's picked off by the Grey Wolves. So the Wolves will bring it up. But into the double team they go, and Violet gets a hand on it and sends it ahead, and then a jump ball whistled. Molly checks back in. Julia will sit down. And when I say headbands worn by the girls, by the way, they're functional and fashionable. They're all pretty great. Out along the baseline, back it goes, sent inside, turn around, up and no good by the Wolves. That chance to tie, the rims weren't friendly there. again knocked around and recovered by Boomsland. Katie running coast to coast in the blocks, up no good. Rebound secured by the Wolves with 10.5 remaining. And sent ahead. Staying in the backcourt. Violet can't get a hand on that one. And the whistle. Couldn't get it across the timeline, so the 10 seconds expired. Boomsland was all set to go take it full court, and the official said, no, you get it at half court. No, bring it up. Ball was deflected. Violet able to get it back. She dribbles across, looks to her right. Here comes Isla. Isla dancing in, gets down to the baseline, puts it up. That goes a little strong. A second try from Molly. Isla gets it back, but a jump ball will be whistled. It'll stay with Boomsland. With Violet to inbound and 9:57 remaining in what is still just a two-point game in a win and they're in. Here's Isla. Clanks off the cylinder and falls. From the left wing, Isla scored as it's turned over and brought back. Katie in a two-on-one. Up and good. And a timeout as Boomsland has opened a six-point lead, 9:22 remaining second half. It's 9-3. It's the reactions you can't help but watch with all these kids. When the girls do something, for instance, Isla scoring a moment ago, she just fired that shot up, hit off the cylinder, and then fell in. And she kind of put her palms up to the air as if to go, eh, okay, I got it. Didn't expect it, but I got it. So you love some of the reactions. Or I believe it was Violet and Olivia hugging each other when the shot went in before. In the middle of gameplay. It just all that stuff is just so great. 9-3 the score, 9:07 remaining. Violet has stayed on. Katie, Molly, Nellie, and I believe Samantha has checked back in. And the same five as has been the entire game for Gray Wolves. So a six-point lead, and the Wolves needing points really right now. Six-point game with nine to go. In a game that they've only scored three, so it does behoove them to get on the scoreboard. Stepping inside, they bounce it out. And keep in mind, Boomsland is on a 9-0 run as it's lobbed down into the center of the lane, up and underneath. Katie got a hand on it. Molly rips it away. And it's a jump ball. Oof. Well, the guys in the stripes have the best view. They get the call. It'll be Gray Wolves basketball trailing 9-3. The inbound is up and a foul. It's a two-shot foul. And the foul on Katie. I believe that's her first. Free throw coming. That's no good. Shot was a little low and to the right. It's number 15 at the line as Nellie checks out. I'll try to see who that is in a moment. Second, might be Annika. Second shot is good. So she missed the free throw, but came up with the field goal off the rebound, and it's 9-5. So that breaks the 9-0 run. As the ball will stay with Boomsland. They have to go the full court. Official stepping to the scoreboard to get a confirmation on something. That has been straightened out. And the game continues. Inbound taken. Bounced off the hands of Violet. Katie brings it up, sends it ahead. Here's Molly. From the right baseline, no good. Good recovery, though, by Samantha. Sends back. It goes to Molly. Molly fighting through on the right side. Had it, lost it. Scrum and a jump ball. It'll stay with Boomslang from the sounds of it. Violet to inbound. In it comes to Samantha. She turns and fires. It clanks right off of Violet and goes out of bounds, and she's a little banged up. So they're going to sub in. She's okay, to be quite clear, but walked off under her own power, but the ball kind of clanked her. So she'll just get her composure back together. She'll be right back in. Looks like Olivia has come on to take her place. And she goes, Violet goes and grabs a drink of water over on the bench. Headband off. Putting that back on. All is well. And at the other end, they travel against the Wolves. So it's 9-5 with 7:52 remaining. Katie will inbound to Olivia. Olivia on the sideline, able to hop away from that. Gets it to Katie, who steps across into the front court, driving, goes right side. Now from the blocks, thrown up and no good by Samantha, batted out of bounds. 7.5 remaining. 9-5 Boomslang with a playoff spot on the line. Here come the Wolves from right to left in the black and white. They'll bring it across, going right side, sent down low. Turning from the baseline, underneath, stolen away by Katie. Katie looking to run. Katie sprinting ahead, down low, up no good. Boomslang had the rebound, and now the jump ball is whistled. It'll stay with Boomslang. Olivia to inbound. In it comes. It went to Katie, and that got knocked away immediately. Katie went to shoot it, but the pass errant and out of bounds. Coach wearing the winter cap beanie he ripped for Gray Wolves. He pulled that right off and kind of ran his fingers through his hair. So frustrating as a coach. Turnover is handled by the Wolves. They've got it. Sent down middle of the lane. That is up. No good. Too high off the backboard. Second try, no. A third try, no good as well. Here's a fourth try, no. And finally, it's Annika to come away with it. And then stolen right back by the Wolves in the front court. With just about 6:10 remaining. Coach Ron standing right in front of the scoreboard. Still 9-5 as this is turned over and Boomslang brings it back. And then the Wolves get it back themselves. They go to the right side. Out on the wing, foul line extended between the circles. Sent down low, left side of the lane, up no good. That hit off glass, another try, no good. The Wolves get a third try and that'll bounce out of bounds. Somehow last touched by Boomslang. I thought that was an errant shot, was in fact an air ball, but not the case. But the inbound comes right into the Wolves. They miss the first shot, a second one on the way. That bounces and also goes out of bounds, and again will stay with the Wolves with 5:48 to go and a fresh five coming on for Boomslang. So Violet back in. Let's see who else stays on. I think you need one player to come off. It's Olivia who needs to come off. Nelly has come back. Emily's in. Violet's back, as I mentioned. Here's a shot up and no good. And finally, stolen away. And a double dribble. So, it's Violet, Nelly, Emily, Sabella, and Julia. There are the five. Again, for the Wolves, up and no good with 5.5 remaining. And now I believe that's travel. There we go. Boomslang basketball, 5:25, clock running. Boomslang has a 9-5 lead in the inbound, stolen and knocked away, and it hit the line. Violet came up with it, but as she picked up her dribble, it hit the end line. Inbound is stolen away by Emily. So Violet in the backcourt. Boomslang holding this 9-5 lead, and this is turned right back. Coming down, middle of the lane, up, that no good. Trying to get it back and get another shot for the Gray Wolves, and I believe they called the jump ball once again. 4:58 to go. Gotta tell your friends, folks, get listening here. Here comes another one as we're with you on the boom mic from Hartsdale, out of bounds. It'll stay with the Wolves. There's the inbound, middle of the lane, up and good. So a lot of hard work for the Wolves, and they're on a 4-0 run. They have cut it to 9-7. And now they steal it. Taken away, they bring it back, down low for the tie, that's no good. And it's Violet on the near side, picking up the dribble. Trying to work through the double team. She's able to do so, brings it into the front court. Sliding in the slippers, and now the jump ball is whistled. It'll stay with Boomslang with 4:13 remaining, a 9-7 game. And it's Isla coming back in. Sabella will sit down. Isla in the front court, off the inbound. Works along the right sideline. Lobbed inside. It's stolen away. Gray Wolves bringing it up through the double team. Off to the right side and turn back. Here comes Boomslang from left to right. And the travel turns it over. Well, if you are a Boomslang fan, these last 3:53 are going to be difficult. As the ball was inbounded, coach wanted a foul, but it's Boomslang basketball and out of bounds. As I said, a basketball factory is the LaFell School on a Sunday afternoon. There's another game starting to work into the gym. But it's Boomslang basketball right now with 3:36 remaining. Turned back in the lane. So, having to go the full court for the tie. Up and no good for the Gray Wolves. And the ball picked off the errant shot. Stays in the backcourt right now as Isla has to fight her way through. The count going on and the whistle called. The whistle blown with 3:16 to go. It'll stay with Boomslang. Isla's going to bring it in. And the Wolves want a timeout. Coaches Ryan and Ron with a smile. Ryan and I talk quite frequently, and he gives me all the great notes that I am able to read for all of you. And again, don't forget about spring registration. There are a few spots remaining. Players from all over Fairfield and Westchester counties, and spring is going to be the biggest Boomslang season yet. Such a unique thing to not only have this great program that Boomslang is, and they do so much. They've got the digital magazine now, Slang Magazine. There are interviews with Coach Ron and the play-by-play announcer on there. And that is a fairly exclusive thing. There aren't too many teams that have their own broadcasting outlet. And the boom mic, proudly a part of Robcasting Radio. Here with 3:16 remaining. It's 9-7 Boomslang. Katie has three. She and I believe number 8 of the Gray Wolves both have 3 to lead all scorers. boys getting ready for their next game. Looks like High Rise is what it says on their jersey. They started a little shoot around. All right, the Wolves have come back onto the floor. Their coach walking out to center court with them. Now Boomslang, led by Isla, but Katie comes across, and it's going to be Katie to inbound. They've got the players stacked out in front of Katie for the inbound pass, and it's in initially to Nelly, and now Katie runs it into the front court. Stolen away in a two-point game. The Wolves have it with 3:08 remaining. Heading right, this spins out to the right side, thrown up near the elbow, deflected and out of bounds. It'll be Boomslang basketball, I believe. Yes. No. It's Grey Wolves basketball. Isla was standing there ready, and the official said, nope, not you, as it's thrown off the back of the backboard, goes right out of bounds. So now it's Boomslang basketball, and Violet will bring it up. 2:50 remaining. Katie dribbling across. The pass a little off the mark, and they'll whistle a jump ball. Both number 20 of the Grey Wolves and Isla came up with the ball. Inbounded, Wolf basketball, sent ahead, kicked back out, driving down low, up for the tie, no good. Sits on the floor underneath, and a good job by, was that Molly? Or did Katie come back in? No, it was Katie. Good job by Katie to get the loose ball. Here is Violet. Ahead across the timeline to Isla. Sent down toward the corner and sliding out of bounds. It'll be Grey Wolves basketball. Nelly had the ball, but her feet slipped just a little bit and went out of bounds. 2:09 remaining. Buckle up. Two-point game. This stolen. Katie had it. Goes right back into the hands of the Grey Wolves. Wolves across. 1:58 remaining. And a whistle. And I believe a foul. Although I don't see an indication. So it's just a straight out of bounds play. Isla will be the one who's planning to inbound. No, it goes back to the Grey Wolves now. So now Isla's the defender. It's inbounded, taken by the Wolves, and a travel. So now Isla gets to inbound the ball. All right, hold on, friends. Two-point game. It's in. Here comes Katie. Katie to the near sideline. Had it partially stolen. She gets it back. Falls down on the floor in the front court. Gives it back to Isla. Isla toward the sideline. Turns, and another jump ball. So with 1:38 to go, Julia checks back in, as does Samantha. Looks like Emily will step out, and Isla will step out. Grey Wolves basketball. Here's the inbound. Stays in the backcourt for the moment. Knocked around, taken away. Here comes Katie. Katie for a big 2 points. She's got it. From the middle of the lane, put it up, and it was good. And it's 11-7 with 1:19 remaining. Little breathing room for Boomslang as this is sent ahead, turning and firing and out of bounds. She had plenty of time for the Grey Wolves, but she really down in the right blocks. Rushed the shot. Into the front court, ahead. Here's Violet underneath. Julia gets it back. Julia trying to rip it away. Katie, middle of the lane, no good. Bounces around. It sits underneath. The Wolves trying to come away with it. They're able to. But an errant pass turns it right back and then taken away by the Wolves. The Wolves sprinting ahead in a two-point game as we're down to 44 remaining, and it's out of bounds, staying with Gray Wolves. Yes, if you don't know, I call every game like this. Here's the inbound. This is up and no good by the Gray Wolves, and it goes out of bounds. Treat them all the same. This is exciting and fun. Here it comes, in, tipped around, taken back by Boomslang. Errant pass, jump ball. All right, Coach Ron, hard for me to see the scoreboard. That's all right. Coach Ron has a job to do. Violet has it, coming ahead, across the timeline, that ball rolling out of bounds. 23.9 on the clock. Boomslang 11 and Gray Wolf 7. Inbounded just to the left of Sean Adams and into the backcourt it goes. That's my son if you don't know. Brought through, splitting defenders, going to the right. We're down to 13 remaining. 4-point game. Down to the baseline. Down to 9 remaining. Thrown up, that's no good. It got partially deflected. Back it goes to the free throw line with 3. Boomslang looking good as they come away with it with Nelly, and this one is over. And the final score, Boomslang goes to the playoffs as they win 11-7. An exciting finish down the stretch. That 2-point game sat there for a while. A lot of chances for Gray Wolves, but they couldn't come up with the game-tying shot. And ultimately, Boomslang came away with the victory. The unofficial numbers on this one. I had Violet with 2, Nelly with 2, Isla with 2, and Katie with 5. And across the way, number 8 had 3 for the Wolves. Number 15 had 2. And number 14 had 2. So that'll pretty much do it from here at the LaFell School in Hartsdale, New York, with the final score, Boomslang 11 and the Gray Wolves 7. We will see you down the road. Our next broadcast will be determined when Ryan lets me know. I'll let you know if I can make it, and then we'll reconvene maybe for some playoff basketball. You've been listening to Boomslang Basketball here on the Boom Mic. Produced by Rob Casting Radio. For everyone here in Hartsdale, New York, I'm Rob Adams saying so long with the final score, Boomslang 11 and the Gray Wolves 7. Boomslang heading to the playoffs. You've been listening to Boomslang Basketball on the Boom Mic on Rob Casting Radio. From the LaFell School in Hartsdale, New York, enjoy your Sunday afternoon, everyone. So long. Powered by Rob Casting Radio. This concludes our broadcasting day. For more information, follow us on Twitter at Rob Casting Radio. Thank you for listening.